True story. Mary Anning lived in England in the 19th century. She discovered fossils of animals that nobody knew about.
Mary Anning, fossil collector. 1810. Mary is 11 years old. She and her family live by the sea. Mary's father dies.
How will we manage now that Dad is dead, Mary? I'm too young to make furniture like he did.
We will sell fossils.
Do you recognize her? That's Mary Anning and her brother Joseph. The girl who was struck by lightning when she was a baby and survived. Yes, what a tale.
Dad taught me how to find fossils. Tourists are more and more interested in them. Look at this lovely ammonite, Joseph.
Wow, it's huge. We will get lots of money for that. Look at my fish.
This fish fossil is wonderful. I will take it.
I'll have this one. It looks like a ram's horn. In 1811.
The wind is howling. Oh, the poor fishermen out at sea. The beach will be interesting after the storm. We should find some new fossils. Let's get to work. Look, this bone is huge. There are others too.
At the end of the day,
what a discovery. Joseph found a skull a few months ago. Maybe this is the body that goes with the skull.
A few days later.
I read about your amazing discovery in the newspapers. I'm a collector, and I want to buy this fossilized skeleton to sell it in London.
Hello, Mrs. Philpott. Sorry, I couldn't come to my lesson yesterday. Come tomorrow, Mary.
The next day, at Elizabeth Philpott's house.
It's important not to miss your lessons, Mary.
I know, a lot of children never learn how to read or write.
Soon, you will be able to read books about the fossils you are so interested in.
1820. Mary is 21 years old.
How is business, Mary?
I'm not selling anything at the moment, Mr. Birch. Joseph has stopped digging with me. He is learning to be an upholsterer.
I must help Mary. She is good at finding fossils.
Mr. Birch organizes a sale.
Who wants to buy this starfish fossil?
Me! Me!
They say some fossils have magic powers.
A few days later,
I sold my fossil collection to help you, Mary.
Thank you, Mr. Birch. That's very kind of you.
The following year,
oh my goodness, is this possible?
That sounds like Mary's voice.
Let's go and see. Do you need help, young lady?
Don't come any further. Look. My God.
I've never seen anything like it.
This fossil is not like any living creature we know.
It looks like it comes from another world.
A few months later,
sign this paper, Mary. The Duke of Buckingham wants to buy the skeleton you discovered.
Gently, boys. We don't want to lose any of the bones on the way.
Oops.
A few years later, Mary and Elizabeth Philpott have become friends.
Did you know that the Duke of Buckingham has given your fossilized skeleton to some scientists? Why are men allowed to study fossils but not women?
We know as much as they do and we found the fossils.
You are right. Men study and learn and get all the glory. We get nothing.
Look at this belemnite fossil. I have discovered something. Pour water into this little hole and dip the paintbrush in it.
That's amazing. You've found the creature's ink sac. Artists will want to use this new colour.
Another great discovery made by two women.
Some time later.
What does that man want?
He has come all the way from London to see us, Mary. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Agassiz. We've heard that you travel around the world to study geology.
Yes, I'm trying to solve the mystery of the origins of life on Earth. I study sea creatures, and your fossils have helped me greatly with my work, Miss Anning. Madam, in my next book, I would like to name two fish species after you. Acrodus anningae and Belenostomus anningae.
That is a great honour, sir. I am happy that my discoveries have helped science.
London, 2015, at the Natural History Museum.
Is this the plesiosaurus Mary Anning discovered?
Yes, Mary was poor all her life and never admitted to the Geological Society of London. But just look at the amazing skeletons she left us.
The end.